Welcome back to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Thanks for your company today. Jen and Lee are sharing their personal struggles and triumphs over mental illness. If their words are resonating with you and you would like to speak to someone about it, please call us on 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. Also, if you'd like to know more about Women of Hope, we're on the web, womenofhope.com.au. Women of Hope seeks to address issues that face Australian women in their daily lives that might cause pain or hardship or joy, or are just part of the tapestry of our lives. We're entirely dependent on donations. Send us your details and we'll add your name to our mailing list. I'm speaking with Lee Waters. Lee, we've been talking about bipolar disorder, and you personally have a very mild condition.
That's right.
When you said you were diagnosed, you weren't very happy about that.
No.
That initial diagnosis for anything is a scary time, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Especially with, there is a stigma, I think, with mental illness, probably in our own minds as much as anybody else's. And so, you know, you don't want someone telling you that. Much rather have a sore toe or a cold. Thanks very much.
And you said also that you do a lot of speaking, and you can see other women affected by what you have to say and perhaps reflecting on their own lives. That's actually a very powerful thing, isn't it? It places great significance in a way in what you can do to help others.
Yeah, it humbles me incredibly that I can be allowed to do that, and pushes me to not selfishly hang on to my own story. I don't want to bore people with my story, but if little bits of it that I would like to hide and pretend that I'm some sort of special superhuman being, but if the little bits that I want to hide can help other people, then why hide?
Mm.
Why hide?
So, Lee, would you say then that your faith has helped you in dealing with your illness?
Oh, my faith, the faith that God gave me, I should say, saved me from making, even mild bipolar, you can have some effects on you in your social life that might be not so attractive. I don't really want to go into it, but you can be more flirtatious than perhaps you should be. You can make mistakes with money. When you're at your extremes, you can just go a bit too far with things. But because I had an external code to live by, which is becoming more internalized as I grow older, that's part of our journey, it held me back. Because I really knew that God loved me and had met Jesus face to face, when my chemistry wanted to push me almost into a euphoric situation, too happy, too outgoing, I had an external code. I had the Bible. I had teaching which sort of said, no, this far, no further. And I'm so grateful for that. Gosh, I'd hate to think some of the... I probably did end up into a few too many pools fully clothed when I was younger. People just thought I was funny and a bit wild. But certainly as I got older, my faith has helped me tremendously not to make too many social faux pas.
So you've just mentioned some of the symptoms just in that little discussion then.
Does everybody think they're bipolar now?
Maybe. Let's just go beyond mild then, because one assumes you know quite a lot about bipolar now.
I'm not an expert. I just have it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you've probably read about it.
Oh, yes. Every site I could find when I found out I had it.
Mm. For my little tiny dabbling with it, suicide is quite common.
Mm, very common. And it's not necessarily when they're in their depths of depression. I think sometimes when you're lucid, when you're between both the euphoria of mania and the depths of depression, when you realise that you can't stay in the middle and you're tired, you just want it to stop. Perhaps everybody has times when they think, I'd like life to stop and I'd like to get off and have a really long rest. But certainly I had suicidal thoughts very frequently towards the end before I was treated. And not like people think, not when I was sad, not when I was depressed, just when I would get to a point of thinking, I'm so exhausted. I just, not tired, everyone, just exhausted. I don't think I can go on. Perhaps this truck, perhaps this river, perhaps this train. And you think that you are in control of those thoughts until you get treatment and you don't have them anymore.
Mm. Comes back to what you don't know about
yes.
symptoms and things
yes.
in a different life.
Because people make light of it and say, oh, I think of killing myself sometimes. And you become embarrassed to say, well, I think about it every day, even though I'm not depressed. It's just thoughts in my head.
Mm.
Just thoughts in my head. They're in the background. It's a small voice. yeah, it's just a small voice, but it's there. I guess for other people who have it more severely, it might be a loud voice. I really can't speak for everyone. I can only speak for myself.
But it does sound like you would urge anyone who this is ringing any bells for to seek help.
Oh, yes. Yes, really. And there's really great help out there. And don't be afraid to try more than one doctor. That's what I would say. If you don't get help with the first one, don't go, oh, I tried and nobody helped me and so I'm not going to try again. Find a good GP who will refer you on to a good psychiatrist and get help. There is fantastic help out there.
Is it hereditary?
My psychiatrist tells me it's extremely hereditary.
So do you worry for your own children?
No, I don't worry for my children.
Because you know you can manage it.
I would worry more if I didn't look back on my own life and see how God has looked after me. This isn't just a cliche. He loves them more than I love them. So I don't worry.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Jen, when you were in the midst of your depression, were you functioning, holding down your job and doing all that?
I was, but I wasn't doing my job well. At the time I was diagnosed, I worked at a radio station. And there was often a trigger. For example, I'd hear a radio program that spoke about husbands and wives and the happiness that you can have in marriage. At the time I was single, and that for me was a huge life issue. And I would just cry and cry and cry, and I couldn't stop. Life just seemed so horrible, and I would crawl underneath the radio console and just sit underneath there and cry. And here I was, the station manager. It was so embarrassing. And at each break, I would just pull myself up, open up that microphone, and sound as happy as I could. And for a while, it just fooled the whole world. But I knew inside that I was dying. And you know, Penny, I want to say, too, it affected my relationship with God because I felt that God couldn't love me like this. And so I pull more and more away from God and also from other people because if they found out that I was really like this, well, perhaps they wouldn't love me anymore.
Of course, you know different.
Yes, it came to a point where I so desperately needed the help. My mother knew we were very close, and she begged me to get help. And so in keeping my promise to her, I did. And from that point, I had the diagnosis and I understood what was happening to me in my body.
Mm. Did you also need counseling?
I did. Many times, just taking the pill is not enough. There are life issues that cause these things. Sometimes people have a series of hard knocks in life, and that can cause a chemical imbalance when you're sad all of the time. You do need to find another safe place, a trained individual, whether that be a doctor, psychologist, or counselor, to be able to talk through some of these issues. Because depression, I like to say, it's like putting on a pair of dirty glasses. You can't see the world properly. And someone who has depression must find someone who has an objective, balanced view and can help them sort through some of those things in their life, some of those issues.
The image that you've painted is so different to the person in front of me. So it's incredibly encouraging to know the medical help that we can receive for all sorts of things, including mental illness, that can transform our lives.
Mm-hmm. And you have to really keep on top of it. You can't just take an antidepressant and let everything go. You really need to develop a good circle of friends so you can bear other people's burdens and they can bear yours. And be aware, for example, there are certain times of the month where the hormone imbalance will be greater and I'll be more susceptible to slip into a depressive episode. And even when I'm in a depressive episode, I try to maintain a clarity of thought, as difficult as it is, that this is only temporary and it's going to pass, and give me a few days and I will be better.
A big thank you to both Lee Waters and Jennifer Epperson for their willingness to share so openly about a subject that is deeply personal. If you would like to talk to someone about your own mental health, our number is 1300 76 99 64. That's 1300 76 99 64. And remember, you can also find us on the web, womenofhope.com.au. womenofhope.com.au. Thanks for your company today. Please join me again next week, same time, same frequency, for Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.